Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy New Year, everybody. It's the first of the year, 2018, January 2nd, and I've got something I want to say. It's just going to be you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I think I did. When you get to be my age, sometimes you forget. I'm glad you're joining me on the Small Business Advocate Show, and as you know, once a week or so, I take a little time and a couple of segments and talk about some things that are on my mind. And this week, right now, I want to talk about my take on the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, otherwise known as the new tax law, right? Well, this is my third time to talk to you about this in this formal way. The first time was in April. The second time was in October. And on both of those times, I warned you about how I thought small business was going to be treated badly. What I was seeing coming down the pike was that small businesses were going to be treated badly. And in those two warnings, my friends, I'm sorry to tell you, but I was right. My analysis of the new Tax Cut and Jobs Act concerns what I'm going to talk about now, primarily concerns all businesses and how they might cut tax save, might use tax savings, I should say, in the economy. But before I do that, I gotta put some perspective out here. The three groups that are vying for tax cut are big businesses, small businesses, and individuals. And as we know, individuals usually spend their tax cuts. Businesses have three ways of using tax cuts. They spend and they invest and they create jobs. Small businesses, as you know, I mean, I don't have to tell you this, it's an article of faith that we reinvest our cash. Any tax cuts we get from the government, we reinvest those right back into our businesses. You know, you've heard me say this before. I've asked small business owners for years, all around the world, in fact, what would you do if you had a tax cut? They said we'd reinvest it. Everybody knows that. Nothing new there. But there has been a new development. It's been well reported that since the financial crisis of 2008, corporate America has been loath to invest in the economy. With a few exceptions that never stopped investing, most of those big companies shifted from market capitalism to finance capitalism. You've heard me talk about this for several years. Cost-cutting, especially payroll, is part of finance capitalism. Also, consolidation, combining two companies together and using that money to buy one company, buy another one. Stock buybacks, all that instead of putting money into the economy. And they did that to accomplish their prime performance indicator, which is driving the share price. How about some proof? Consider this evidence. First, concurrent with a languishing economy, as you remember, we talked about that earlier, an effective GDP rate of less than 2% a year for 7 years, there was also a sustained bull market in the stock market, right? It's a stratospheric records. Financial capitalism was good for stocks, but not for the economy. The second thing is the share price rising. With share price rising, without the expense and risk of investing, corporate America they became awash in cash. They had trillions in cash. Well, armed with that information, you would think that prudent tax investors, tax policy folks like Congress, proclaiming their desire to grow the economy and jobs, you'd think they'd put their money where it could do the most good, wouldn't you? Well, let's talk about that. And I'm couching it in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Here's the good. The congressional GOP finally got out of their own way and made something happen. Second thing, at the macro level, a rising tide floats all boats. At that level, the new tax law will be good for America. This is the good now. Number three, the corporate America, the S-corps, the C-corps, the big guys. Well, they must have been good to Santa in 2017 because he's replaced their 35% tax rate with a permanent flat tax of 21%. Permanent, remember that, making our big firms more competitive around the world. That's sweet for them. Good for them. Number four, American multinationals now have gotten more sugar because the trillions of dollars, these are different trillions, trillions of dollars of overseas earnings are going to be able to come back here at a very low rate of tax. I'm in favor of this. I'm all in favor of that. But there should have been strings to that money coming back for that kind of a discount. Number five, the alternative minimum tax for corporations. Remember this? Put in place in 86. Well, that's been repealed, but only for corporations, not for individuals. You're starting to see the trend here, and it's permanent, by the way. Corporate tax cuts will accrue to thousands of small businesses formed as C-Corps, small C-Corps. So it'll be good for them, but there are not that many of them. Small businesses, you and me, most of the like you and me, pass-through organizations, S-Corps, LLCs, sole proprietors, partnerships, we got a 20% deduction from our income, our business income, that then gets applied to our personal, but only if that income qualifies. That's an important point that we'll talk about later. Section 179 direct expensing went from $500,000 to $1 million. That means you can directly expense capital items instead of depreciating them. It doubled. That sounds generous, doesn't it? We'll talk about that in a minute. Individuals also will have seven tax brackets like before, but each one will be a lower rate than before. So the effective rate for individuals will go down about 2 points. So if your effective rate formerly was 21%, under the new law, it'll be right around 19%. So that's money in your pocket. That's a good thing. We'll take it. And then the Obamacare individual mandate is abolished forever. That was really good, the individual mandate. So now the bad. The Tax Reform Jobs Act is not real reform. At least they were honest enough not to call it. The definition of reform is to make changes that improve and make them permanent. This didn't do either one of those things, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. What number two, what makes us think multinationals will bring that money back from overseas and reinvest it in the economy? If we lower their tax bill on overseas investment, what makes us think they won't do more of that? There should have been strings to that money. If they get the tax cut and they bring the money back, they have to use it for certain ways, not to buy shares back. Unlike corporations, the alternative minimum tax for individuals was not repealed. This is blatant inequity. And even though the Section 179 direct expensing was doubled from $500 to $1 million, how does that help small business owners who don't spend? Most of us don't spend even $500,000 a year on capital items, let alone $1 million. That's like giving somebody with lactose intolerance your ice cream, offering them your ice cream, and knowing they're not going to take it. It's not a big deal to you if it doesn't cost you anything. That was a bad deal. That was bad. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the ugly of the new Tax Cut and Jobs Act. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.